We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another story you'll find there is about a bill to legalize sports betting in Louisiana getting out of the Judiciary Committee. I think it was 3-1, and now it advances to the entire Senate for a vote. Some people are all in favor of that. Some people are not, one of whom is Gene Mills, the president of the Louisiana Family Forum. And we had Danny Martini, the author of the bill, on yesterday. I think it was about this time. So we thought we'd hear from the other side, just to be fair. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Tommy. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're quite welcome, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. So tell me, when it comes to opposition to sports betting, what is the Louisiana Family Forum's opposition based on?
Well, basically, we don't think that gambling in general is in the best interest of a method or process by which we fund state government or state services. And betting more and more of our future and our children's future on gambling's ability to deliver is a very bad bet. And too often we find Gambling Incorporated's promises are a depreciating asset.
Explain that, Gene, for people that are a little bit confused.
Well, every year we revisit the questions of deregulation, expansion, additional what they call positions. Positions are the number of machines that you can have in a given area of square footage and how we can compete with Texas or Mississippi. So every year a disproportionate amount of time is spent on what do we do to regulate this now legal and government-overseen enterprise. And we know now that it's returning to the state a large enough sum of money that it's very difficult for the average lawmaker to say no to those tax revenues. What we don't talk about are the individuals who experience an asset forfeiture to the tune of $3 billion per year. That is what is wagered and lost every year. If you reconcile the amount of money that's spent, the money that the Gambling Incorporated pays out, what you have is a $3 billion bill every given year, much of which comes back to Louisiana, close to $700 million, if you believe Tyler Bridges' number, from the most recent Advocate article, and I believe that's probably a safe and sound number. What we don't talk about are the social costs impacted upon the families who forfeited the $3 billion originally.
Now, when you say forfeit, Gene, if I can jump in, when you say forfeit, that could also be looked at as losing in a casino, losing here or there, that kind of thing?
That's exactly right.
Gotcha. Okay, go ahead. I just want to make clear.
Put on the line.
Gotcha.
To which we know that there are a number of problem gamblers to the tune of 180,000, according to a recent DHH report and ULL study. And we know the cost of every problem gambler, and there have been some high-profile cases recently. In fact, Karen Carter-Peterson was in that committee you mentioned a moment ago. Mm-hmm. And spoke very candidly of her problem that she struggled with and that she was embarrassed to talk about. She couldn't find assistance. And were it not for a family member and a strong family structure, she may have chosen the route that many do. She quoted a very accurate statistic that says problem gamblers have a suicide rate that's much higher than the national average in any other addicted category. But if you stop and think about $3 billion lost every year, that's the loss of assets that could have been accumulated and invested in something other than Gambling Incorporated's promises for Louisiana.
So some would say, okay, well, that money is just like any business is, say a business sells widgets. In this case, you could say a casino sells a chance to win. But then again, you could say they sell heartbreak and they're taking away money from people who either have an issue, no self-control, lower education, et cetera. But are there any statistics to back up what I just said? Is there any way to measure that?
I think Louisiana State could actually produce its actual cost, the social cost upon families for the loss, for the losses occurred and accrued through the years. But this bill's got a lot of other problems. you're looking at giving sports gambling an opportunity. And look, it may threaten the integrity of the game. And by the game, I don't mean in the casino. I mean the actual sporting event. We know that money can influence decision-making capacity. But this bill allows for a 10% tax break if you focus on sports betting. That's a very bad precedent. That's taxed at a rate that's 10% less than the lowest other forms of gambling. And that's the reason they've accrued a whole lot of opposition. It's not a fair playing field for many other forms of gambling. And I think you're going to hear testimony and complaints to that effect.
Let me take a break when we come back. I want to talk about other sin taxes because I'm getting some text on this in a family forum as it relates to, say, taxes on alcohol or taxes on tobacco products, where in that case, the government has no problem accepting the revenue from that. And I guess it's a double-edged sword because on one hand, you can say the higher taxes would prevent people from doing it. But on the other hand, you could say keep selling it, keep making it available because we need these tax dollars to help fund government as well. Gene Mills is our guest president of Louisiana Family Forum. If you have any questions or comments about sports betting, you can text them in 870-870. You can also call 260-1870. It is 850, 10 before 9, and that's time for traffic here on WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9 on this Wednesday, April 24th. Next hour, we're going to delve into Elizabeth Warren's plan, and some people are talking about student debt and forgiving it. And whose responsibility is it if you run up student debt? We're talking to Gene Mills now, president of Louisiana Family Forum, about a bill to legalize sports betting that advanced out of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday by a vote of 3-1 and will now be heard by the full Senate. So, Gene, let me get to a couple of texts here, if I can, because people took the time to text them, and let me get their questions to you. One text says, does the Family Forum Group have issues with lotto, alcohol, or tobacco from which the state gets tax revenue?
Look, I am for sin taxes when they do what they're intended to do, and that is to discourage, not encourage, the behavior. So that tax has to be penal enough in order to say, it's not worth it for me to pursue, or for those who are not going to be impacted with social costs to say I can afford as a voluntary tax to give this amount of money to the casino. Sin taxes were never made or created or crafted for the thought in mind to create a comfortable monopoly for the state to milk. And you mentioned the lottery. That is a great example of the state getting involved, making promises like play every day and get lucky every night. That's not true. And by the way, that $3 billion that I quoted to you earlier, that doesn't include charitable gaming, horse races, or bingo. That's just the 15 bricks and mortar facilities and riverboats and the truck stops throughout the state. So we're talking about a large sum of money and power that accompanies who controls where those dollars go.
Do you feel the same way, the forum about lotto or lottery, Powerball, however you want to phrase it? Or do you look at that differently?
No, I think lottery is far more egregious because it's actually the state getting into the business of gambling. It's not some outside practitioner. It is actually the state that are making false promises, using a legitimate institution to do something which can arguably be found to be an illegitimate practice.
Another text comes in here and says, give me a break. Outlawing gambling in Louisiana won't make any difference. They'll just go to Mississippi. Addiction travels. Along those lines, is part of this about accessibility, Gene?
I think it is. But by the way, you need to know this bill allows for electronic device gambling. And if you talk about accessibility, you're talking about open the floodgates. I believe this is a bad business model for the bricks and mortar industry.
Now, what you're saying,
what they're going
to
do
to clear this up is that you would then be able to play video poker on your phone for real, for money, that kind of thing?
Basically, this bill allows for you to do that in geofenced zones. Now, there's no guarantee that geofencing works. And we do know that it's only provided by the provider or the gambling industry. So you got the fox guarding the hen house. But most of the electronic providers of this type of information are out-of-state enterprises. And they're gathering personal data that will migrate outside of the casino and follow you home. And what it will eventually do is e-gaming will eventually cannibalize brick and mortar. And it will open the floodgates for accessibility to anybody, anywhere in Louisiana. And that is the big concern, because children are impacted that direction.
And for the people, Gene, that say, well, it's going on now, offshore, et cetera, electronically.
There are a lot of bad things going on now, but we still regulate them. There are people that speed up and down River Road where I live on these Rocket Pocket motorcycles going 180 miles an hour. But it's not a good idea, and you can prevent bad behavior and possibly death and destruction by good public policy.
Would you change your mind if we had more gambling helplines, more gambling ways to get people to stop if they have a problem with gambling?
I don't think I'd ever be supportive of gambling, but I do believe it ought to pay for the social cost that it enacts upon a society, and I don't think we're there yet.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your time coming.
You got it, Tommy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.